Hi, everyone, and we are here joined together to receive the blessings of Christ today on August the 28th, moving toward the end of summer and most kids back in school. Time moves on, and we're looking forward to a joyful autumn, beautiful, beautiful time of the year, unless, of course, you're in the Southern Hemisphere, which some of our congregation is, and you're headed for our beautiful spring. So either way, change is lovely. It can bring a little bit of disturbance and stress and chaos at times, but overall, it also brings new things, growth, opportunity. And let's embrace that for the positive spirit that it is. We are open for calls now, and I will be, I'm here on the monitor looking to see who, if anyone wants to ask for a blessing or make a contribution or a comment. I know I certainly feel blessed this week, and I see that Jerome is on the call. My goodness, we have not heard from you in a long time. I'm trying to open your call. Jerome, do you have your phone muted? I'm working on it over here, but it doesn't open up so easily. Check your phone. Make sure you're okay over there. Well, Jerome, I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to see if I can open a call from Jeff. Hi, Jeff. You're on. Jeff?
Can I get healing for myself?
Absolutely.
That's what I would like.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Ann.
Ann. Okay, Ann, thank you. And welcome to the blessing. And your name is on the list, and we will just have a blessing for you unless there's something specific you want to ask for.
I just want to get healed from cancer. That's what I'm dealing with, so that's what I'm looking for healing from.
All right. I'm so glad you told me. And we will put an extra strength prayer on that for you. And many blessings to you, Anne.
Thank you.
And Jerome? There you are. Okay, Jerome, you're on.
Okay. It's about Italy. It's about Italy. And they had that horrendous earthquake that killed over 300 people, and the Pope sent a lot of his people down there to help them. But anyway, it's about Italy and the earthquakes and healing for all those people.
Oh, thank you for bringing that to the blessing today, Jerome. I was going to mention that myself when I got into the message, but I so much rather hear from our members.
Yeah, but love and blessings to everything you are and you do, and Yeshua's Christ Spirit is with everybody that's with you, too. So thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jerome, and thank you for bringing this into our company today. And I see Mara, you're on. Hi, Mara.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you.
Okay. You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Sorry. All right. I just received a call from a friend of mine in Minnesota, and she wants to put a request in for whatever is highest and best for a friend of her daughter's who had colon surgery a few days ago. And he has, for some reason or other, he has developed a very serious blood disease and would really like to be remembered in the prayers. And I would deeply appreciate that. His name?
We certainly will. Is there a name we can put on our list?
Yes, his name is John.
John, okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for bringing John to our attention, and I know that he will be blessed because of it. So we have Joshua. Hello?
Hello, Glenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. We'd like some prayers on behalf of a friend of ours and her daughter. She's struggling with Parkinson's right now, and we're doing a medical fundraiser for her to get her into a special treatment that should help halt or slow it down. And her name is Christine Williams. And
Christine.
Christine Williams, yeah. Christina, excuse me.
And her condition is what again?
She has Parkinson's.
Oh, Parkinson's. Okay. Okay.
And she's going down. She's only 45.
Oh.
Underage daughter. You know, she's a single mom. And
we're doing my goodness. Okay. Lots of love and lots of compassion for her family.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that and putting her into our prayer circle. We have a caller from area code 832, and your line is open now.
Hello, Glenda. This is Kathleen again. From
Hi, Kathleen.
I have a request this time for a friend of mine who is really in pretty deep depression, and her name is Lorella.
Lorella.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you need both names or just the first name?
No, just the first name.
Her name is Lorella, yeah. And, she revealed some inner deep, deep anguish to me the other night, and I thought we're going to send her help.
Yes.
And guidance. Yeah, just help and guidance and maybe the opening in her her own psyche for help that is available. But you know,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so important for all of us to know, to be able to receive help.
That's exactly right. And that's been part of the problem.
It often
the
inability, is.
Yeah, the inability to, accept help when God is trying to send it. Remember that funny joke about the guy standing on the roof with the helicopter?
Oh, yes. And he says, is there anybody else there?
I say, is there anybody else, right? Is there a boat? Everything. You know, it was all...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we keep you in our prayers as well, Kathleen.
Thank you, darling. And I
stay on our prayer list constantly. Everybody, all of these people, all of you will stay on my prayer list all week. And especially I want to ask the blessing givers to offer special blessings for the catastrophe in Italy. Even beyond the specific people who were killed, there have been many injured and much, much property damage and danger and the overall collateral damage of psychic injury to people who were saying, why me? Why here? Why this? Why has God allowed this to happen? There's immense levels of psychic injury. And the vulnerable and the weak and the children who succumb to fear every time anything like this happens. So for all of these people, we pray. And for the earth to be settled, we pray. So, blessing givers, please, as many of you as you can, join me today in offering our blessings so that we encompass all of that, as well as everyone on our prayer list. And we have a caller from area code 914. You are on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Angela from New Rochelle, New York.
Hi, Angela.
I'm new to this, but not to Silent Unity. I often call into Silent Unity. I am asking for openness to heal for my son, Mark, M-A-R-K, in heart, mind, body, and spirit. He's had Lyme disease and all the complications of it. Not that he never never had any musculoskeletal. It's all been in his nervous system and his brain, and it's been very, very hard for him to embrace a cure. We've tried many, many things. So, but I keep praying and I keep asking our Lord to for his love and healing, and that's why I'm calling.
How old is Mark?
He's 33.
He's what, 33? Okay.
He was diagnosed at 21. He had been
diagnosed
all his life, and we didn't know it.
Oh, my goodness. Bless his heart. Okay, he's certainly in my personal prayers and on our list for the blessing today. So thank you for allowing us to assist.
Thank you.
And we have Alan online. Hi, Alan. Or Donna. It's Donna Allen.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Glenda. Yes, I read your book, Love Without End, probably about 12 years ago. I bought so many copies to share with people. And recently, 2 weekends ago, I was ordained a minister. And one of the gifts that was given to me was the rose oil that's available through your website and the personal diffusers. And I was very curious, and I honestly, I have lost touch with your work. So I went to your website and I found out about this opportunity on Sundays, and I'm just very, very thrilled that you're doing this work. So thank you, number one.
Oh, you're so welcome, and welcome. Welcome to it. I know that you will feel a special benefit from it and a special connection with Christ. That's why we do it.
Thank you. So I would love prayers for my ministry, whatever direction.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Thanks for asking about that. And we do offer you blessings for that.
Thank you.
So on all levels, many blessings to you. I see that June is on the call. Hi, June.
Oh, hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I'm calling to ask blessings for two very dear friends, George and Arlene. And also to let you know your car prayer worked.
My what?
Car prayer.
Oh, yes.
It just seems silly with all the other things, but you have always said that nothing is too small or insignificant for God.
That's right.
That all things work together for good, including things that we need in our lives.
Absolutely, because it's all tied together.
Yes.
And even I've never been able to figure out the blessing and the function of mosquitoes, but I know they're all part of the system. So I even bless them. I send them on their way, but I try to do so with a blessing, knowing they're all part of God's kingdom.
I remember Corrie Ten Boom said that lice were a blessing to her and her sister in the concentration camp because they kept the guards away and they were all able to pray.
Oh, you see? That's so beautiful. That's such a lovely, lovely thought. Thank you. Thank you. And we will remember you in our blessing today. And let's see, we have one more caller from area code 303. MJ Benton, I believe. That's what's on your caller ID. And you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Last time I talked to you, I was in Wyoming. Actually, MJ Benton is my mom. She has cancer, and I'm her caregiver. So I'd like to ask for blessings for her. And I'm injured, so... I'm having a hard time. I have an injured knee, so I'm limping around trying to help her, but she's helping me more. So maybe blessings for healing me as well. And I'd also like to ask for healing for our family dynamic, since it's become very difficult since these things have come up and I've become caregiver. And I also keep in my heart Italy, and as you say, these changes occurring, some of them can be difficult, but they are a blessing. But I would also like to ask for Yeshua's enlightenment through these changes so that we can more easily learn from them, embody them.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
These things that happen so tragically and just seemingly out of the field of chaos, I wouldn't go so far as to say they're blessings in disguise, but they are all opportunities in disguise.
Yeah.
Because we can take any situation that happens to us or to anyone else and use it as an opportunity to advance our compassion, our charity, our understanding, our human dynamics, and our ability to just be present in the humility of grace as a servant of God. We are all here on the same ship, traveling through the cosmos, and we live, we love, we suffer, we die, and we're born again into immortality together as one common family. And sometimes it seems so tragic that it breaks our heart. And sometimes we embrace the compassion with such a sense, a fierce sense of depression, that it almost breaks our soul. The poets have written about this for thousands of years. The mystics have tried to offer explanations about it for thousands of years. Religions have been created to try and explain the will of God and the redemptive power of God. And we still find it a mystery. We still find it something that we have to embrace with faith. And this is why when Yeshua came here, he did not exempt himself from suffering. He wanted to allow us to see that he is here, one with us, through whatever may happen, through whatever challenges we may endure, whatever painful situations may be imposed upon us, that through it all, no matter what we suffer, no matter what we go through, no matter what we don't understand, we are all here. We have all come here to live through the challenges in order to achieve immortality. Now, what I just said is, it's a, what I want to say right now, the reason I changed is because I'm entering my presentation and I don't want any background noise. What I want to say, bring back is a quote from the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, where he talks about basically the history and the voyage of the soul. That being that the soul comes here from the heart of God or from heaven, however you would choose to visualize it. The soul comes here innocently born, simply as a soul, with neither mortality nor immortality. We are simply born out of the Spirit of God into physical life. And it's because of our physical life, whatever we endure, that we then are born into immortality. In other words, the mortal becomes immortal. And he says that that is exactly what the life of Christ was to demonstrate. That Yeshua was born from innocence. In other words, from the body of God as an innocent soul, untainted by any experience, untainted by anything less than perfection. And that's why the birth was so emphasized as being and coming from a state of perfection, that it might then take upon the mantle of a physical body, the experiences, the challenges, and the opportunities of physical existence, even to the point of painful endurance and death, that he might demonstrate that our accomplishment is immortality. In other words, Paul was very emphatic that our life doesn't start with immortality. It starts with innocence. It culminates with immortality. And that challenge and pain, endurance, and sometimes even perishing on a physical level is all part of our pathway to immortality. We try as we can to lift each other out of suffering, and it's only rightful that we do, whether through a heart of charity, through prayer, through gifting, through offering substance, physical healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing, love, kindness, and whatever gifts and skills we can give to one another. It's only rightful that we live in a community of love and compassion. Still, despite it all, not everyone is lifted above that challenge. Even for Yeshua, he didn't actually perform miraculous healings for everyone that came to him, for everyone that suffered. And sometimes I read the scriptures and I say, why? Why not? I think it's because the true healing that was to come for all of us was to happen on the cross, where he lifted all of humanity to a point where if we would receive the grace of God, we can experience personal transformation ourselves and know from the inside out that healing and grace and transformation are possible. We first must receive. We first must be willing to change. We first must be willing to be transformed. We first must trust in the grace of God. And in that trust, everything miraculous is brought about. The night before Yeshua's arrest and crucifixion, he prayed, and he prayed, and he said, oh, Father, please take this away from me. Please remove me from this. And he cried and he prayed till his tears were blood. And then all he could say is, oh, Father, most of all, I give myself unto your will, that your will be done. In other words, he surrendered to trust. He trusted that in receiving the will of God, everything would be done. Everything would be done. This is what we really, really fail to notice in our own life. And that is the instinctive, inherent correlation between faith and trust. So often we think that faith is driving at night without headlights. In other words, going through life blindly. That's not what faith is. Faith is incredibly, amazingly compatible with enlightenment, with education, with information, with study, with confidence, with the entrainment of ability, responsibility, and application of ability. I don't think there's a surgeon alive, no matter how skilled he is, that doesn't act with faith the minute he takes off the scalpel and opens a human body. With all of his training from medical school, with all of his knowledge that he summons to his hands, he still must act with faith. And that faith is empowered by trust. Trust in a lot of things. Trust that his knowledge is accurate. Trust that his hand will be steady. Trust that his assistants will be doing their jobs appropriately and correctly at the same time. Trust in God. Trust in the Holy Spirit moving through him. And trust that the recipient of this healing will receive the benefits being given. And that's a big one that no one can account for. It's entirely up to the receiver. It's entirely up to the receiver. Does he have enough trust to accept? Does she have enough trust to accept? Can she surrender to the benefits, the trust, the will, the love, the offering of this blessing? Now, an interesting thing that I want to bring up, if I can do it. Well, I don't think I can do it quickly enough, so I'm just going to give you the short form. Actually, yeah, I will. No, it is 3:34, and I know people tune in from an absentee position to receive this blessing, so we really do need to be on time. And I want to use these few remaining minutes before we begin to let those who are new understand that there's nothing you need to do in this blessing except receive. Just be still. Sit in your chair. Have your arms and legs uncrossed. Uncover your head unless it's against your religious practice. And if you must have it covered, have it with a natural covering, not anything artificial. Uncover your feet so that your feet may connect with the earth. What will be happening is a conduction of energy provided by the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, Yeshua, and the grace of God that will pass through your body, your heart, and your soul from heavenly places, the highest frequency of energy available in all of creation that will then be magnetized by the earth down all the way through your feet, reversed from the earth to bring nourishment, and passed back through your body up to the heavenly chambers, and then back again many, many times on a frequency just the way all energy passes back and forth, back and forth. And while this is happening, I ask that you just surrender into your heart and pray the prayer of your heart. In any way that feels natural to you, in any way you choose, whether it's holding hands with your loved one in silence or aloud verbally, however you pray, or chanting, or singing. Your prayer is a personal expression between you and God. I will say a prayer to Yeshua first, then you begin your prayer for the conduction of energy, and then after that, I would like for you to go and lie down very still and quiet. Particularly, don't think, because we don't want to bring your brain mind into this at all. So don't think anything verbally. You can feel. That's all right. If you visualize anything, just acknowledge it and let it pass through you. But don't engage with it. Just receive. Receive, receive, receive. And be open. And let it be. All blessings to you now. And I would ask that the blessing givers join me, that we may have a uniquely powerful blessing for this planet, to stabilize the energies of this planet, and for all that suffer from the catastrophe in Italy, and all who suffer around the world for whatever reason, whether it's emotional, spiritual, physical, or any form of human dynamics. Dear Yeshua, we know that you are on this. We know that your heart is with all who suffer. We know that your healing grace is with us, and that you are offering to us all that we can receive, and surrounding us with your love, even when we don't see it. Even when we choose not to receive it, we know it's there. And we thank you. We are so grateful. We give you praise. We know your greatness. We know your gift. We thank you for bringing the Holy Spirit into our life, because the Holy Spirit can permeate all things and is in all things and can reach all things beyond all barriers of resistance, beyond all barriers of ignorance, beyond all barriers of unknowingness or even darkness. There is nothing that cannot be penetrated and permeated by the Holy Spirit, and we call forth the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that will bring to each one of us whatever measure of the grace of God we can receive. Now and forever, we give praise to God in your name. O Holy Christ, amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. So go and begin your resting portion of the blessing. Receive the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the healing of the Holy Spirit. You are very loved, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.